Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behaviour. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction, Change My Life. I am Francesca Amber, your host who has spent the last 2 days knee-deep in twin toddler birthday celebrations. Yes, Queen Reva and Queen Laveau became two. Became two? That sounds weird. They turned two. They're 2 years old, okay? They're two babies that are now two toddlers. And I found it incredibly emotional. I cried, I'm going to say 4 times on the day. And I've just been very emotional about it. They're not my babies anymore. They're little toddlers. They're little children. They're little girls, even though they still have no hair between them. They still look like they've got like baby hair. So it's been a savage 2 days. And I've reached the end of my bandwidth. I'm recording this at fucking hell, 11 o'clock at night. 11 o'clock. I am surrounded by balloons, birthday cake. My house looks like someone broke in and just threw a fucking party. And I was like, do you know what? When I'm at the end of my bandwidth and I just can't even process, like, what am I even going to talk about on my podcast this week? Because you'd think that your girl would fucking organise it before 11 o'clock at night the night before, right? You'd be wrong. You'd be damn wrong, my friend. No, it's been an overwhelming week. And so here we are. I threw it over to you guys. I put on my Instagram, if you're not following me already, what the hell are you doing with your life? I'm at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I asked you guys, what did you want me to talk about? Ask me any questions you have to do with the Law of Attraction and I shall do my best to answer them. So let's crack on with it. My first question is from LG Lashes. Hey, fellow lash technician. Represent, support your local lash lady. Anyway, she says, how do you stay positive when things can go so shit at times? What I would say is this has happened to me many times. A lot of shit has happened in my life, and I have been practicing the law of attraction for many, many years in my life. And I'd say that no matter how many times this happens, you do still have that initial panic. But what I do know in my 37 years on this planet is that redirection is the universe's protection. And I know that that's just like people say that all the time. But quite honestly, when I look back at some of the hardest, worst situations in my life, times where I was like, why is this all falling apart? Like, why am I getting divorced? Why is there a fucking global pandemic? Why is my salon closing down? Like, why am I not able to work? All these things and a million other things, right? When I look back and think, would I go back and change that outcome now so that it didn't go to shit? Absolutely not. My life is at least 10 times better for every time the universe has redirected me by making something go to shit. So I'm at a point in my life now where, although sometimes I still get a little bit caught up in the fear and the sort of like, oh no, why is this happening? I've had so many experiences with this now that I know every time in the past something, I'm doing air quotes but you can't see, bad happens to me, it ends up being for the best. So you just have to have faith, trust, and focus on the good. Focus on what your new direction is. If it's not working out, if it's going to shit, why would that be? What is the universe trying to protect you from? Now, this isn't an excuse to give up at the first hurdle of anything and be like, oh, this is too hard, this isn't working for me, and taking everything as a sign. You know, if something's slightly hard, you can't be like, oh, that's a sign, I'm just not meant to do it. It's not that at all. But like, for example, when my house sale fell through, my house was not selling for months and months and months. And it didn't make any sense, right? Like, it was on at a really competitive price. I think it's very tastefully decorated. And it just wasn't selling. And in the end, I was like, this is because something better is coming along. This is because the path that I'm on is not meant for me. And the further along I went on that path, you know, I was in the process of buying a new build house. I was really aware that the garden was really tiny, but I was kind of ignoring this little voice in the back of my head. And, you know, there were things that were coming up where I knew I wasn't in alignment. So like, they were like, you need to go to this fancy kitchen showroom where kitchens are like £100,000 nearly. And they're like, you need to go and choose your kitchen. You can choose colours. I was not even excited to go and choose colours for my kitchen. Like, what? That's not normal. That's not right. When you're making the most expensive house purchase of your life, you should be really excited about that. And there was a part of me that wasn't even ready to admit, like, I'm not excited about this house. And so the universe kind of forced stuff by making all my house fall through and not sell to force me out of that situation that even I wasn't ready to admit wasn't right. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? So please don't despair if things are going to shit. It is literally the best redirection that you could wish for. Okay, Kelly Lundy Kimmins says, what is your all-time feel-good vibe positive song? Well, I can answer that very easily because it is indeed Thankful by Beth Hart. It's such a beautiful song. I have no idea who Beth Hart is. I don't listen to any of her other songs, but it's such a beautiful song. And I think in the morning to listen to that, I listen to it while the girls are having breakfast. I think it's really nice. It's a positive, uplifting song about love and life and being thankful for everything in your life. And also it doubles up with the added benefit of having the word thank you or thankful in it many, many times over. So if you've ever done the 28-day gratitude process, The Magic, with me, you'll know that saying thank you, thank you, thank you as many times as you can throughout the day and with feeling. And what's the easiest way to say something with feeling? It's in an emotive song. I mean, gratitude like that is going to have huge impact on your life. So yeah, Thankful by Beth Hart. Krista Perk says, how do you know that you're feeling grateful? I say the words out loud, but is that enough? So this is a common mistake that people make, is they make a gratitude list of like 10, 20 things, and they're not really grateful for the things on there. So the easiest way I find to be truly grateful for something is to imagine my life without it. So you could say, oh, I'm so thankful for my car. Cool. I'm really thankful for my car. Are you thankful for your car? Are you really? Now imagine that day where you have to go and have your car in for an MOT or a service, and you have no car for a day, if you're like my type bastards at Nissan and they don't give you a fucking courtesy car, and then you have to spend your whole day in Frankie and Benny's, which you think would be great, except they've run out of steaks, and then your dad comes to meet you for lunch. So your productive day with your laptop where you're going to get loads of work done is now spent listening to your dad moan and bitch about his life. Definitely not my personal experience last time I had an MOT. So all you have to do is think about that. You know, have you ever had your car break down in the past? Do you know how fucking horrible that is? I remember once I was driving all the way to see my sister, like 3 hours away, and I got halfway there and I broke down, and it was nighttime and it was dark and it was cold. It was winter. I was a young girl, like I was in my 20s on my own by the side of the road. And they just towed me back home. Like I couldn't even go to my sister's for the weekend. So that feeling of disappointment, and you've got to spend £300 on the fucking recovery vehicle and all that bullshit. All you need to do is think about not having those things to really make you feel thankful for them. You know, have you ever had your boiler not work and you've been freezing? When I moved into this house, it was Christmas time and we had no heating for like 3 fucking weeks. I tell you what, I was so thankful for that heating when it came on. So yeah, that's my number one tip, is just simply imagine your life without that thing and you'll really quickly feel true gratitude for it. Country Living Goals, love that Instagram name, says, how can I boost my income or wealth if I'm on a fixed contract wage and not a business owner? So this is such a common question for people that want to work on their wealth mindset, and they say, well, it doesn't affect me because I work a 9-to-5 and I'm on like a fixed wage, or I'm a nurse and I'm on a fixed wage. Do you know what I call that? Bullshit. It's bullshit. I worked in a 9-to-5 with a fixed wage for many, many years. And you think that stopped me earning extra money? Hell no. I didn't fucking buy a flat in London at age 24 just doing my 9-to-5. No, there are so many things that you can do to increase your wealth mindset. And I've encompassed everything I know about this subject. And I have to say, I feel like wealth mindset is something I've really worked on a lot in the last year or so. And I've had the most positive impact in my life. The biggest dramatic change in my life has been my wealth, 100%. And I condensed everything that I learned about it into a 3-week course called Wired for Wealth. It's on my website, francescaamber.com. I would highly, highly recommend, if you can do that, go and do that course, because it will literally transform your mindset around money and what you can earn. The fact that you are saying, how can I boost my wealth if I'm on a fixed contract wage, says to me that you have so much to explore. And that's so exciting, because you will start to see so many opportunities come about. It might be that you're fixed contract wage is not so fixed after all. Nothing's fixed in fucking stone. Or it might be that you have opportunities come out outside of that. The thing is, there are limitless possibilities. Sometimes we can't even think of them. We don't know them. You know, I don't know your sector. I don't know what it is. But all I know is that more income is available for each and every one of us.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
Jaya Aninda says, how do I manifest healing from chronic pain and injuries? Well, I have to say, the book that we've been doing this month in the book club, The Tapping Solution, is all about the practice of EFT tapping, which, put really simply, is using the same, I was going to say technology, but it's not technology, the same principles as, what do you call it, with the needles, acupuncture. But you can do it yourself at home with no needles. It's free. Anyone can learn to do it. It's super simple. You can look it up on TikTok. You can look it up on YouTube. You can do the book, The Tapping Solution, with us. There's plenty of books out there about tapping. EFT tapping is one of the things that has really helped me with pain and illness and phobias and stuff. It just fucking helps everything. It's amazing. Try it. You will be amazed. Roxanne M91 says, hi, How do you use the law of attraction when you aren't sure what you want out of life? So sometimes when our current life situation is really far from anything that we can possibly imagine that we might want, we might even find it hard to even think about what our ideal is. You know, if you said to me, Fran, what is your absolute ideal best in the world? I get very overwhelmed and bamboozled by that because I'm like, well, I know for certain that Lincolnshire, UK is not the best place in the entire fucking world to live. You know, there's better places that you can live with a nicer climate, nicer, I don't know, beaches, like a better lifestyle. So that feels like such a big question that it overwhelms me and it shuts me down. And I think that happens to a lot of other people too. So if you don't even know where to look, like you aren't even sure what it is that you want, first of all, I would just start making small changes. You know, if you are currently working evenings or weekends and you don't see your partner as much as you'd like, or you're working unsociable hours, or you don't see your children as much as you like, it might be that your hours mean that you don't get to do school drop-off or whatever it is. You could start by making really small changes by saying, I actually no longer want to work on a weekend. You know, I'm going to try and sort my hours. I'm going to try and arrange my working life so that I can have this particular day off, so that I can do this thing with my partner or with my children. You can start with really small changes like that. It might be that you don't want to work in a particular environment. I don't know why I'm relating this all to work. It's very late, guys. You've got to bear with me tonight. It might be that you don't want to work in a particular sector anymore. It might be that you don't want to live at home anymore. And the next step for you might be not thinking, okay, I want to move out of home. You know, me and my parents aren't getting on. I'm an adult now. I shouldn't be living at home. Right. What is my absolute goal? Like, what do I want in life? If I can manifest anything, what do I want? A $3 million home in Beverly Hills. That's not going to be believable for you or achievable right now. So you just take the next step, and it might be, do you know what? I might rent a room in a shared house and live with flatmates and have that experience. And it's the next step, getting used to paying bills, getting used to paying rent. And then you kind of move on from there. So instead of thinking big, if you don't know what you want out of life, just start to think really small and think of the small changes that you want to make. And once you start to make those changes, they will build on top of each other and it will snowball. And soon you'll know exactly what it is you want in your life. And also, it never ends. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've been on this journey for like 10, 15 years. I still don't know what I want in life. Like, I still don't know what I want ultimately, like what my level 10 is in every area. I find that really overwhelming to think of at times. So it's a process. Adrienne Louise says, what are your best tips when using the law of attraction? It works so well for you. So I am a busy motherfucker. Actually, I'm just a busy mother. Forget the fucker. I'm just a busy mother. And I love anything that makes my life easier or makes my law of attraction daily ritual and practice basically take no extra time and zero effort. So one of the ways I do that is I have a list of like a playlist of very positive, uplifting songs that have the word thank you in them a lot. And I'll play those while we're having breakfast, or I'll play them in the car. So without knowing it, you're sort of thinking thank you and you're singing thank you out loud and you're singing words of gratitude out loud without even really thinking about it, but subconsciously it's going in. The other thing I do, speaking of subconscious, is I listen to subliminals every single day. That is something that has become a real habit of mine and I've seen huge change with it. So I was listening to a wealth subliminal pretty much every day for almost a year. And like I say, my wealth situation is probably the biggest change in my life in the last year or two. And then I realized I don't want to just improve wealth in my life. I want to improve many areas. And so I created a bunch of subliminal audios that I have available on my website, francescaramba.com. And I have them for fertility, for manifesting a soulmate, for success, for abundance, for wealth, for all these different things, right? And I listen to those every day. You can listen to them when you're going to sleep. That's actually a great time because that period between awake and asleep is very powerful for subliminal messaging. You can listen to them while you're doing your housework, while in the background, while you're working, whatever. I fucking love it. And guess what? It takes no extra time to do that. I mean, if I ever go for a nap, I put one on because it makes my nap feel productive. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing something while I'm napping. Another thing I do is I record my own affirmations in my own voice that are very personal to me. And I play those back once a day. So they're all very audio based things, right? So they're all very audio based. But yeah, they're the things I do to really just keep myself on track with the law of attraction, is just things that are easy. You know, if you tell me, Fran, you've got to get up every morning and write 10 things you're thankful for, I will stick to that shit for like 4 days. And then I'll be like, ugh, this is so overwhelming. This is so hard. So find things that you can just slot into your everyday life without it overwhelming you. Oh, on that note, I also have my home screen and my lock screen of my phone as my current vision board. And I find that really helps because you see it like hundreds of times a day. Lauren Mack says, how can you boost your belief in things and be less skeptical of the law of attraction? So boosting your belief, building any kind of belief, I think comes with repetition and with proof. So I know that belief isn't directly linked to proof, right? But with the law of attraction, I have absolutely no doubt now, like no doubt in my mind that it works, because I've got 10, 15 years of experience with varying degrees of success and learning why some things didn't work, why some things did, tinkering with things, altering the way I do things and learning all the time. So if you have been practicing the law of attraction for some time, you will have a number of moments where you're like, oh my God, I cannot believe this has manifested. This is fucking wild. Like, it, there's no doubt in your mind it is the law of attraction. You know, moments I've had like that is where I met my husband, we went on a blind date, and it was the man whose picture I'd had his picture on my vision board for 3 years. You know, when I used to visualize writing a book and having a book published to this particular song. And then when a BBC documentary came out about my book being published, the song they play in the montage of me like going to parties and signing books and shit was that very same song. It's like when I wrote a gratitude list, when a fucking DNA clinic told me that my twins were going to be boys, and I sat and I wrote an intense list of everything I'm grateful for, and I decided to change in that moment my mindset, and I came back downstairs and they told me actually it was girls. By the way, I was trying to manifest girls. That's where I was going with that. There are certain moments where you'll be like, fuck me, like that is not a coincidence. This is the law of attraction. Now, your job is to basically build moments like that in your life. And if you are starting from ground zero and you don't have any proof so far, you might find that really difficult. And so something that I absolutely love is something that we've talked about in a previous episode, but it's a while back now, you may not have heard of it, where you basically think of a color car. So for me, I always think of like a bright green or a like shitty brown, because you don't often see cars like that. In fact, you hardly ever see brown cars, right? Now, there's a thing called your reticular activating system, and it's that basically there are possibilities, infinite possibilities all around us at any time. But all the law of attraction does, it doesn't draw things to you. It basically opens your eyes to see that those things were there right in front of you all along. So the idea of doing this car exercise is you say, today I'm going to see a shitty brown car. And guess what? You will see 500 shitty brown cars where you never saw them before. And what that shows us, that everything that you want already exists. It's already there. Because if you are imagining something, it already exists. That's how you know to imagine it. If you're imagining this beautiful home in the neighborhood that you live, and you're like, oh my God, I'd love that with a pool and whatever, it already exists. If you're dreaming of having a career as a writer and earning $3 million a year, you know, there are plenty of people that already do that. That already exists. All of those possibilities are there for you already. All you have to do is be available to them, open to them, and see them. And that's what the great thing about the car experiment is it just shows you where you thought there were none. You know, I thought there were no brown cars. I honestly thought there were none. You might see maybe one, but honestly, I bet you now you've heard this, you will see like fucking 100 brown cars today. So start off small. Start to manifest things really, really small. It might start with a brown car. You might want a pink car. You might want to manifest seeing a yellow butterfly today. And it doesn't have to be a physical live butterfly. You might walk into a store and there'll be a massive painting of a yellow butterfly. Try to manifest something really small and work your belief up from there. And that's how you do it, man. That's how you do it. And then you start to manifest small things. You set goals. You do the work around it. You visualize it. You see it as yours. You get excited about it. You get ready for it to come into your life. And when that first thing comes, that is what will build your belief. And so, yeah, that's all I've got to say on that. And finally, Louise Niflan, I think, says, how do you come up with ideas for the podcast? Well, when I'm feeling really stumped, I do a Q&A because honestly, guys, honestly, the last 2 days I've had, I can't even tell you. I've had cake thrown in my face. I've had a heavy child stand on the side of my leg and nearly snap my leg bone in half. Shit's got wild round here, okay? Kids high on cake, shit's got wild. And so, yeah, when I have no bandwidth to even think about what to talk about, I do a Q&A. But also, a lot of my ideas for my podcast come from the lessons that I've learned from the book club. So every single month, we do a new self-development book, and it's all really different stuff. We do one about turning your home into a 3D vision board and using feng shui to attract abundance into your life. This month, we're doing the power of EFT tapping and how you can use this ancient art to manifest and to heal yourself of things. You know, we've done a lot of wealth books. And within those books are lots of tiny little lessons that I'm like, wow, that is like a game changer, that one little point. And so I get a lot of my ideas from things like that. Also, just from other content that I consume. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I consume a lot of like TikTok and Instagram of other people talking about things. And so, yeah, I get inspiration from that too. So it's all around me. It's all around. And on that note, I am ending this here because I quite honestly feel like I'm going to die. I'm so tired, man. I'm so fucking tired. And really, I should go to bed after I finish editing this. But you know what I'm actually going to do? I'm going to watch the new season of Keeping Up the Kardashians, the new episode's out. And already 2 people have uploaded to Instagram saying, oh my God, like crying face. Like, oh my God, I wasn't expecting that. I'm so sad. And I'm like, what happened? What happened? Who died? What happened? So yeah. I'm going to be watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. If you enjoy this podcast, please help your girl out. You can subscribe, you can rate, you can review. All those things take mere seconds and they really help me out a lot. If you're not following me already, you can come and find me on Instagram at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. And you can see the carnage of the last few days of birthday parties. Fucking hell, it's just been, honestly, I feel like I need to be airlifted to some sort of like recovery unit. And also, what else can you find? Oh, my website. God, don't even get me started on my website. I'm currently changing my website because there's a few glitches on mine and I'm not living my best life with it. But if you want to visit my website, everything's on there. That Wired for Wealth workshop I was talking about, the 3-week money mindset course, my subliminals on all different subjects and all that jazz is at francescaamber.com. Right, bitches, have a great week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too, bitch. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.